We're joined in the studio by two special guests, both from the Chapel Hill Fire Department, which was instrumental in the rescue operation earlier today. We have Fire Chief Matt Sullivan in the studio and Battalion Chief Bill Blankenship, who was the incident commander earlier this morning in that rescue operation. Chief, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
So, first of all, and I know we talked a little bit about this beforehand, but just an update. Do we have any additional update on the status of the two workers that we know of?
As of right now, no. Other than that, you mentioned earlier, they were conscious and both talking when they left the scene. And they're still at UNC hospitals being evaluated. So that's all we know at this time.
So what do we know about what happened earlier today?
So about we got the call about 10:08 this morning where they were working inside of they were doing some repairs to the steam tunnel, and they had a trench that was set up, and one of the supporters or the framework of that trench, the protective trench, collapsed and injured both those workers. When our firefighters got there, we had trained for this. We've been actually working to improve our competencies in this area for probably about a year now. So we set up for the trench rescue, used our tools and apparatus, about 17 people, and were able to successfully extract them from that site.
How long did it take? It
took us about an hour.
Okay.
We were on scene quickly, had the first patient out within the first...
First patient was out probably within the first 25-30 minutes. We had patient contact, meaning that we had a rescuer to their side within about 15 minutes upon the first engine's arrival.
What goes into a rescue like this? I know there's been recent incidents where we've heard that kind of a trench collapse can be one of the most dangerous things on construction sites. So what goes into responding to something like that?
First of all, we extend an enormous amount of time and financial backing into these trainings and equipment purchases. We've had firefighters that have spent hundreds of hours training in different aspects of rescue, from not only as we did today with a trench or confined space, there's structural collapse. There's also water rescue classes and stuff that we've done as well. So a lot of hours in training and preparation, and then financial backing from not only the town, but UNC and other contributors that have allowed us to purchase the necessary equipment and get the training that we need for this.
Speaking with Bill Blankenship, Battalion Chief. You just heard him for the Chapel Hill Fire Department, and Chapel Hill Fire Chief Matt Sullivan also here in the studio. And again, if you're just joining us, they were instrumental in the rescue of two construction workers on campus earlier today after a trench collapse caused by a fortifying beam that fell on them on a repair site. And Chief, you mentioned confined space training, and that's what specifically came in handy today. What goes into that exactly?
Well, we got to get rescuers down to the patient in the hole, and then we have to find a way, particularly in this case, we had two victims that we had to remove from the hole, and you just can't throw them over your shoulder and climb up a ladder, so the patient has to be stabilized, and then through a series of ropes and pulleys and physics, the injured person is lifted out of the hole and then given to emergency medical personnel for further treatment.
And crews had just had this training, right?
They had.
Yeah. So what, I mean, how does the training work? Is it just sort of regular updates on training? Did you know that this was something that was, I mean, you can't anticipate a particular event, but.
Right. So we anticipate any risk in the community, and that is one of the significant risks we have, particularly with AWAS and UNC. They have a lot of confined space. And so we actually simulate different places. So Chief Blankenship worked with other folks to identify unknown locations, and we sent our people out to practice, and then we evaluate what goes well and what doesn't go well and conduct after actions and then apply that to the next time. And it's an ongoing process. It's not something you pick up today and then use it 2 years from now. We will continue to train our people and continue to hone our skills.
And not just training, but also equipment. We're just talking recently about an incident last week where a new truck with a particularly tall ladder, right, came in especially handy?
Yeah, so we put our new aerial truck into service last week for a similar type situation where we had a worker injured at the Hillstone project out on Fordham Boulevard. Where
that's the big new construction project over by Eastgate. Yeah.
Correct. And he injured his leg. There was an incident there, and so we used the bucket of the aerial to reach the floor where the worker was and bring him down safely.
Speaking with Matt Sullivan, Chapel Hill Fire Chief, you just heard him, also Battalion Chief Bill Blankenship, who was the incident commander earlier today. Other things that people ought to know about what happened today, the sort of general response, I know Chapel Hill Fire was involved in several other crews as well.
The teamwork. You mentioned it in the early part when you came on the air. We used Orange County Emergency Medical Services, UNC Environmental Health and Safety, UNC Police Department. We had to block South Columbia Street for an extended period of time. So it was great teamwork, not only among our Chapel Hill firefighting personnel, but also our community partners. And that's what makes us good is when we work together and we do the things that we are trained to do well.
And Chief Blankenship, other things that people ought to know about what happened earlier today?
As Chapel Hill continues to grow with rapid urbanization, with all the new construction, you know, these are possibilities, and these are some of the things that we've talked about for the last couple of years, trying to anticipate and prepare for. And unfortunately, today we had to put those into practice today, but it goes to show that a lot of the thinking, the pre-thinking a couple of years ago and planning and getting this stuff put together paid great dividends on how we did a successful rescue, and hopefully those two workers will have a successful outcome once they're discharged from the hospital.
And we'll keep hoping and we'll keep following it as well. Fire Chief Matt Sullivan, Battalion Chief Bill Blankenship, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you did today and all you do.
Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate you having us.